Track 14, Hidden Fears. The previous track introduced Hattie, a 45-year-old mother of three who had left her husband Clint. Hattie had utilized the three emotional getaways of protection from more abuse, protection of her image, and denial of the abuse. After leaving Clint, I found it beneficial for Hattie to explore her hidden fears regarding being on her own. The five hidden fear questions revealed Hattie's fear of inadequacy, of not being able to survive alone. As you listen to these five questions, think of your Hattie and how these questions may also reveal her hidden fears. Now that you're on your own, 1. What are the feelings you dislike experiencing the most? Number 2. What kinds of situations usually cause you to feel that way? 3. What about this situation makes you feel that way? 4. What's the worst thing that can happen in this situation? 5. What's the best thing that can happen in this situation? Hattie's answers to these five questions revealed that she was afraid of not measuring up, but wouldn't allow herself to express her fears. Her problem purchasing trash cans is described later in this track. By making excuses for why she shouldn't be afraid, Hattie was hiding her true fears from herself. She realized that denial of her fears was causing her to postpone different tasks that needed to be done. At a certain level, Hattie still believed she would be the vibrant, confident woman she had been before her relationship with Clint. She didn't want to accept the abuse had left her emotionally crippled. In Arnold Beiser's book, Gestalt Therapy Now, he describes the paradoxical theory of change. This theory states that change occurs when a person becomes what she is, rather than trying to become what she is not. When Hattie realized she was no longer as confident as she was before her relationship with Clint, she was able to grow by accepting that she was afraid of certain situations in life. Thus, as Beiser states, becoming what she wants to be rather than what she is not. Once accepting her fear, Hattie reworded her daily task in terms of four simple goals that only stated what she could do. As I read these four goals to you, think about how you may relate to your Hattie in your next session. Would playing this track in the session be appropriate and beneficial? Number 1. Allow room for failure. No one is perfect. Number 2. Be responsible only for your part in an interaction. You cannot control the behavior of others. Number 3. Start with small, non-threatening tasks. Hattie had a problem picking out trash cans for the kitchen and bathroom. She made several trips to the discount store, undecided about the color, size, type, and so on. 4. Begin by thinking about the first thing you succeeded with, and then slowly build up. Once Hattie was satisfied with her trash can purchase, other decisions like dish towels and bathroom curtains became a little easier for her. In the last track, we discussed emotional gateways, how battered women often ignore their emotions, particularly feelings of fear. We also discussed how this denial can protect Hattie from physical harm, but also prevent her from seeking sources of support and leaving. In this track, we outlined five hidden fear questions to facilitate your client's identifying of feelings. Even after she had left Clint, Hattie refused to admit her fear, saying, "It doesn't make any sense that all of a sudden I would be incapable of grocery shopping, doing laundry, all the simple things I used to do without even thinking. When I moved into my own apartment, I was thrilled, but I am also terrified to be on my own. The first time my car broke down, I totally panicked and was convinced I would never survive the experience. Now that I'm on my own, when I do mess up something simple, I'm afraid Clint was right all along, and I really am stupid. But each hour or minute I get through on my own, I prove to me that maybe Clint was wrong." Question 14. What are four elements of a goal a battered woman who has left might use for herself? This CD set has covered the following therapeutic issues regarding interventions for leaving the violent relationship: assessing pre-somatoform risk behaviors, Role of the Irresponsible Child, Psychological Control versus Leaving, Mental Diagnosis, Physical Handicap and Leaving, The Double Bind, Tanya's Anger Letter, Feeling Sorry for Their Batterer, Survival Until She Leaves, Hurdling Roadblocks to Leaving, Leaving Addictive Love, Life Preservers, Emotional Gateways, and Hidden Fears. It is hoped you have found several tracks that you will replay often prior to seeing a client with similar issues, and perhaps playing a track in an individual or a group session for client education purposes should you deem appropriate and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Please consult your course brochure or web listing when seeking future continuing education. Thank you.